So the lesson from this launch, and pretty much from every launch I've ever run, is this. You don't fix a launch by changing your offer. You fix it by becoming more undeniably, specifically, and memorably yourself in the build-up to cart open. Welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked, the podcast for business owners who have had enough of playing small and are ready to become the obvious choice in their space. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. This episode is a solo one, just me and you. And having just come out of an intense launch period in our business, I want to talk to you about something I think is the single most important thing you can change in your business if you want your launches to work better. It's got nothing to do with your email sequence, nothing to do with your ads, nothing to do with your price point or your payment plans. It's about whether you are positioned as the one or just someone. I want to ask you something, and I want you to really think about your answer, not the answer you think you should give, but the honest one. When someone in your industry gets a big opportunity, like a speaking gig or has a sold-out launch, or you see them being recommended and referred all over the place, or a feature that gets them in front of thousands of new people, is it you? Are you that person? Or does it always seem to be someone else? If it's not you and it's someone else, I want you to know it's not because they're more talented than you. You know they're not. Nor is it because they've been doing this longer. Half of them haven't. But somehow, they've become the name. The one person that people think of first. The one person who gets recommended in rooms that they're not even in. And I want you to know that there is a version of your business where that person is you. Obviously, there's a version where it isn't. And the difference isn't talent. And it's not luck either. It's a decision for you to make. We've all seen this happen and we've all felt this happen as well. Brilliant people, genuinely brilliant, staying invisible for years because they were waiting for permission or until they had more credentials or followers, building up more confidence, more evidence to prove to themselves as much as anyone else that they deserve to be seen. And I've also seen people with far less experience suddenly become the go-to name because they've made that very specific decision about how they wanted to show up. Today, I want to talk about that decision, and I'm going to use my own launch data to show you exactly what it looks like when you get it right and what it costs you when you don't. So, what is the actual difference between the one and just someone? It's the positioning. You've heard me talk about this before. Just someone is a service provider in a crowded market. The one is the obvious choice for a specific person with a specific problem. Just someone talks about what they do, whereas the one talks about the transformation they create and goes on to back it up with proof that makes it impossible to doubt or ignore. Just someone has followers. The one has a community of people who are already emotionally invested in her success before she's even opened the cart. Your personal brand, how you show up, what you stand for, the story you tell, the proof you demonstrate, the energy you bring, that's your asset. That's what people are actually buying when they buy from you. And when you launch without this in place, it's as if you're trying to sell a house that hasn't been built yet. You might get a few people willing to take the leap based on a site visit, but most people want to walk through the actual door of their future home. And trust me, as somebody who built off plan, the latter is probably a really good idea. So what does the one actually look like in practice? She's specific. She doesn't try and help everyone. She has a laser-focused picture of who she serves and what she gets them. And when her ideal client reads her content, they think, she's talking about me. You can do this. This is about up-leveling your marketing. And the reason that we want to do this is because people don't simply buy programs. They buy the belief that the specific person delivering the program can get them the specific result. So the one is consistent, not simply posting every day, but consistent in messaging as well. Every piece of content, every email, every conversation reinforces the same thing. And she has proof, not vague testimonials, but specific results. She's sharing numbers and stories that make her ideal client feel seen. I'm going to share something that not many people do from behind a podcast mic, and that's the actual data from our most recent launch. We ran the Fully Booked Bootcamp launch in March. 7 weeks of effort, including a free day challenge, a masterclass, paid ads, 42 emails to my list. Yes, we had to upgrade the number of emails we were allowed to send. Affiliates, the whole thing. And it was a strong result. Hundreds of signups, 5 figures of revenue, a 16.1 times return on every pound we spent on paid advertising, and email open rates of just around double the industry average. And yet we didn't hit my stretchy sales target. We hit my good goal and even reached my better goal, but we didn't hit best. And what I'm finding so fascinating as we analyze the data is that it tells us exactly why. And the answer has got nothing to do with the offer. The conversion rate from masterclass to buyer was 17.8%. So 17.8% of people who attended the masterclass bought the program. Nearly 1 in 5 people who engaged with the content became a customer. That's a strong number, and it tells us that the offer worked and the positioning worked. So what was the problem? The problem was that only 14% of the people who signed up to the challenge actually made it along to the masterclass. Almost half of the people who registered for the challenge never joined the Facebook group where the whole experience was happening. So they raised their hand and said, yes, I'm interested, I want to be part of this, but then they didn't show up. And when I looked at who did show up, who did make it to the masterclass, and convert at nearly 18%, it was overwhelmingly people who already had a relationship with me. So they were either existing clients, members of my community, people who'd been referred by someone they'd trusted, or people I'd met at in-person events, mine and other people's. This is the piece that's missing when it comes to personal branding. It's not a missing marketing piece. It's not a missing copywriting piece. It's about relationship. So the personal brand relationship piece was missing from my newer audience members before the launch even began. And when we look at the buyers themselves, 61% of them paid in full without the need to take up any of our payment plan options. And that's not because they had to. They had many options on the table for payment. But it's because they wanted to. And what that demonstrates is huge levels of trust converting into upfront sales for our business. So the lesson from this launch, and pretty much from every launch I've ever run, is this. You don't fix a launch by changing your offer. You fix it by becoming more undeniably, specifically, and memorably yourself in the build-up to cart open. Here's what I want you to take away from today's episode. Your personal brand is not your logo. You know this. It's not your color palette. You know that too. It's not your content strategy even. Your personal brand is the answer your ideal client gives when someone asks them, why her? Why him? Why them? And you already have the answer. It's in your results. It's in your stories. It's in the specific way you see the world and the people you serve. Most people haven't done the work to find this and put it consistently in front of the right people. So there's a huge opportunity waiting for you when you do. Businesses that have been through Fully Booked Bootcamp have a 91.4% business survival rate compared to the UK national average of just 40%. That stat didn't come from a branding session. It came from going back through my data and finding this golden nugget, and then adding it into my messaging and sharing it consistently with conviction in every piece of content I create about the program. And that meant that I was increasing trust with every single post. And what really demonstrated to me the fact that this works is that the single highest performing piece of content in my entire March campaign had nothing to do with marketing strategy. I got locked out of my Facebook account mid-launch. I shared it in real time. I showed up frustrated, a bit chaotic, and completely unscripted. And that post got more reach than anything else we ran during the whole campaign. Why? Because it was undeniably, unmistakably, directly from me. Nobody else could have written that post. And that's exactly what makes your personal brand personal. You are not here to blend in. You are here to become the obvious choice. And the only way to do that is to stop competing to be one of the options and start building a business that's designed to make sure you are the only option. So this week, I'm going to leave you with three questions. Write them down if you can and reflect on them later today. Question one, why you? And the answer is not, I have 10 years experience. I want to hear the real, specific, results-backed, get up close and personal answer to why you. Question two, why now? What's happening in the world? What's true about your audience, about the problem you solve that makes this the moment for people to pay attention? And question three, why not someone else? What is it that you do or say or believe or deliver that genuinely nobody else in your space does in quite the same way? When you can answer those three questions clearly, in your content, in your emails, throughout your launches, that's when you stop competing. Because you can't compete with someone who is completely, unapologetically, consistently themselves. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear about it. Come and find me on Instagram or LinkedIn. I'm at Nikki Hutchison on all channels and tell me which of those three questions is the hardest one for you to answer. Because that is usually the most interesting and important place for you to start. And if you know someone who's brilliant at what they do, but struggling to translate that into a launch that actually works, send this episode to them. That could be the most generous thing you do this week. I'll be back again next week at 7 a.m. with another episode. Until then, remember, you're not here to blend in. You're here to become the obvious choice. Not just someone, but the one. See you next time.